like that. So I think just in our speaking is because we're literally around the corner from doing this again. I mean, in planning terms, we're going to be looking at this. You know, it says 2007. That's 2012. Next year's 2010. We're already starting to do, you know, lay the groundwork. I mean, we were doing March of 2005. We were doing. We were starting to do preliminary meetings to lead up to the comprehensive plan review process. And so, I think, you know, my sense of it is, when you look at the land use map, the one thing I really I'd be looking for, rather than the consistency between our zoning and our land use map, is what areas on there are designated in a manner that you feel is, you know, inappropriate for that area. Are the industrial areas, in 25 years, do we want to see industrial completely out of the city? You know, my recollection of the 2006 meeting was there were several members of the city council that felt that industrial had a big part of the city's economy.
I'm not arguing that. Okay. I just would have it been arranged differently and encouraged differently.
So that would be something that we could, that, you know, there's going to need to be some changes in it. There's going to be some issues that need to, that result in that map being changed, you know, just for whatever reason the map isn't right, then that would be, I think the way I envision is that would be kind of the top priority when the comprehensive plan comes back up for review. That's the thing that we're going to be starting those preliminary meetings on in 12 months or so, because we know this item needs to come forward. It needs to be different than what we've got. It's been, you know, it will have been 10 years since we had done it at that point. I mean, that's a 2001 document.
There's usually a review theme, top plan theme to it, the focus area. You know, last time we had environmental focus. We had some transportation focus. There was a group doing that part. Some of the other, you know, boring regular stuff was going on along the way, but there's usually a focus, and it would make sense for this to be the focus since it has been a while.
Mm-hmm. So does everybody feel as if we can move forward and have this done?
You mean now, or?
Well, first let's go answer yes.
Mm-hmm. Could you put your questions up again? Because they were good.
There you go.
Personally, I think we do need to update it at some time, but I would rather it be done with the comp plan process, because it just seems hand in hand, and if you have to solicit, or you want to solicit neighborhood input and, you know, stakeholder input and everything else, then I think it needs to be publicized and kind of published also in the same way that the comp plan sort of does. So it would seem like if we would start this process now, we would have to do the same thing again, sort of with some of the same issues maybe, with the comp plan.
That's true. If you do a comprehensive plan amendment, you know, anything that's one of the things that happens is things that are fresh in people's minds will come back up. You know, if you're doing it that quickly behind one on top of the other, that's why, you know, I kind of, you know, my personal preference in terms of the staff member is have that be a part of the next comprehensive plan amendment. The other thing I'd like to point out is, you know, like I mentioned, the land use decisions that are being made today are based on our zoning ordinance. If there's improper zoning, that's something that can be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that can be done. You know, downzoning has to be comprehensive in nature. But if there's issues with regulations, you know, the thing that we noticed about the 85, you know, the parking garages and things like that, that's a zoning ordinance issue. That's something that's allowed in a industrial zone that maybe shouldn't be allowed in industrial zone. You know.
And it takes a lot of courage on planning commissioners' part and on the city council's part to defend a decision that's going to be different than what the zoning ordinance is. And you have to be prepared for that and speak up to it.
And this
that's on us.
Yeah, and the other thing I would mention to the commission is if you update that land use map, I go back to my Waynesboro example, once that goes in the comprehensive plan, the next step and arguably the tougher step is changing the zoning map to reflect what you've got out there.
It's sort of like floating trial balloon a little bit.
In a way, yeah. That's a good analogy.
Floating what?
Trial balloon. And just sort of put it there and see whether you have a real problem. The city was waiting for the big lawsuit to show up when they were down from R2 to R1A back in the 90s, and it just never happened. Because the owners still retain value. And they still have a way where they sell their value. Mm-hmm.
We just have this kept the balloon in the South. We've never seen one of those up in New York.
Dan, what do you think?
Unequivocal yes to bullet point one.
Okay.
I'm kind of divided about two. I do think it, all along, I've kind of thought it, that staff is right to say it should be part of the comprehensive plan update process, and learning more about how long it will take and our need to balance other, I mean, there are other things that are going to be on the table for updating during the comprehensive plan process. I'm a little worried that there'll be little institutional memory 24 months from now or 12 months from now, and this will be one of multiple things that we weigh together, we put stickies up on a board, and we decide, well, this only got two votes, so we're not going to do this. So I'm a little wary of that, but I'm not. That doesn't necessarily mean that I'm advocating for doing it now. I'm a little hung up on two.
Okay.
I think industrial zoning is clearly something that's on the.
That's
what you're talking about. What I'm talking about is when we look at this, you know, you've set out, we want to deal with tree canopy, we want
to
deal with residential density. Yeah, if you go immediately, one of these kind of has to take a back seat to it. It's just, you know, that's just the reality.
And I guess I don't completely agree with that, because I think that many of those priorities are actually part and parcel with the idea of rezoning industrial. So residential density, for example, we might be looking to rezone many industrial areas as medium density residential, and then that's a density issue.
I think the fourth bullet, as Mr. Emery said at our last meeting, is that subcommittee could be dealing with, especially the industrial issue that I have.
And the other thing too is we might not have another economic slowdown in which to work. This might be our most prime working season that we ever get, and so I'm not completely averse to starting it sooner than later. But
our job is to plan. It's not just every 5 years.
Mm-hmm. So I guess I'm kind of mixed. The third bullet point, I don't necessarily know that we need to de-emphasize anything, but if we were going to emphasize one aspect of the. A land use map, it would be looking at industrial.
Jay? I see the land use map as interrelated with the comp plan. So if I were to support this, I would want to sort of acknowledge that this is the beginning of the comp plan review, because I don't see how you can separate them, really.
Okay. So you're saying yes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with starting it now. Mm-hmm. To me, the map hasn't been a burning issue.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have brought it forward. But since it's been introduced, and I'm sensing that many people do see it as a burning issue, I mm-hmm. think it should be done not as an independent document, but interrelated with the plan.
Bill?
There's a lot of research to do. While there has been a little bit of a slowdown in the inbox, and that would be great to, I mean, the people that know planning are these guys, not us, and to get them to be able to dig in a little bit and bring us a vision for how to, you know, get the zoning sort of back doing what zoning's supposed to do. A wonderful thing to start. And there's a lot of discussion during the last comp plan and those things brought forward and voted on, I think mainly from Peter Kleeman about the comp plan being a living document. And it's just such a problem when you do this huge project that if it'd be possible to sort of chip away at you know, important parts of it on the internet. Mm-hmm. And certainly zoning is the living mm-hmm. thing. Zoning and planning for, you know, our city are total part of the comp plan.
But I don't really see how we can tackle this industrial issue without more economic information, and we never get any economic information brought to us. You know, the economic development life of this city remains a mystery to me. I have no idea whatsoever. That's all gone in the nice room over there that has better chairs and you know, no name on the door, and you know, that's all secret, and we're not allowed to know about that, and yet the proposal comes and we're supposed to rezone or give
us, told,
you know?
Like, don't touch Allied Concrete because it's one of the biggest taxpayers in the city, so I think we just got to look on some information that staff has that
I think it
could be
so before we just, you know, eliminate all the industrial areas in the city.
Well, I don't think anybody's proposing.
No, but I mean, I think we need to be informed. And I know it's a changing time, and maybe we don't.